Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, February 19th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll go to Sue for a teaching, which she's prepared for us, as soon as we pray the call in. So let's do that, and then we'll keep going, and we'll get to a great teaching, I'm sure. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you have everything moving in the right direction for us, that the blessing is nigh, and we are almost ready to receive it. And thank you for preparing us for everything that we have to know, excuse me, before we go in. Thank you for everything that's happening to prepare for us, prepare us, and provide for us, and do everything that needs to happen so that we're all ready to go. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. We love the teaching, so it's just you and I commenting today. So when you're ready, thank you for providing that.
You're welcome, Bruce. I think this is going to be a fun one.
Okay.
Don't wait to change. Imagine if you didn't change your clothes for 30 years, that you wore the same clothes and never washed them. They would be dirty and would stink. Nobody would want to be around you. It's the same with our attitude, with our behaviors, and with our habits. An old attitude will drive people away. A sour attitude will keep you from being promoted. A defensive attitude will stop your dreams from coming to pass. I know a man who is always finding fault with his employer. He constantly challenged the company's policies and bucked the system. The management was good to him, and everyone else in his department loved the company. But he was always found something to complain about. For instance, the company policy was that the employees had to be at work at 8 in the morning. His attitude was that if he was on the company's property at 8 o'clock, as in parking his car in the big garage before the long walk to his office, that meant he was on time, and they couldn't do anything about it. That's not what anyone else thought, but he kept doing it his own way, being contentious. After several years, he was let go and lost a prominent position. This man went to work for another company and did the same thing. He kept challenging the policies, being hard to get along with, or defending his position. One day, he was not only fired, but security was called to escort him out of the building, and he was told that he wasn't allowed back on the property. What am I saying? A bad attitude will follow you around. We can change jobs, thinking other people are the problem, but sometimes we have to look inside and see if we're the problem. Do I have a sour attitude? Am I being hostile or hard to get along with? Am I focused on just getting my own way, being defensive, not taking accountability? This man was talented, smart, and had a big future in front of him. But he lived nose down. His attitude took him in the wrong direction. With a simple adjustment, his story could have been different. He would be at another level. What direction is your attitude, your habits, and your way of approaching life taking you? In your marriage, are you loving and do you listen? In your career, are you positive, being your best, helping others? Or do you need to make an adjustment? Don't wait until something big happens. The relationship ends, the company says it doesn't need you, the team says you're not helping them move forward. Make the change now. Get rid of anything that's weighing you down, condescending, being defensive, being sarcastic. That old attitude doesn't smell good. It's going to taint you everywhere you go. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. That's an interesting teaching, Sue. Thank you. A lot of good things in there. And I really enjoyed the initial startup of the teaching, talking about what if you had clothes that you didn't change for 30 years.
I know.
You couldn't wash
don't
them.
Wait to,
or didn't
it's
wash
called
them.
Don't wait to change, yeah.
Don't wait to change, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think we have that problem, but it's very important, like you said, to keep our attitude positive, keep our thoughts positive, keep our words positive, and not get caught in a complaining scenario. And you know what? Talk about waiting for this RV. It's easy to get taken off track and get into a mindset. And I'm not even going to go into that mindset. You know what I mean? It's a way of complaining, you know? It's a way of saying, it'll never, blah, blah, blah. I mean, come
right.
on. You know, that is not going to help the situation. And, you know, we, Sue, you, Bob, and I are very positive, very optimistic people. And I know probably the vast majority of the people that are in Big Call Universe are very positive and looking forward to the change that's going to take place. But we can make those changes now, like you suggested in the teaching, in our attitude, by going inside and examining who we are and why we are the way we are, and can we do things and change things for the better now? Can we make those slight changes now, those subtle changes, to move us into who we are or who we're going to be when we come out of the med beds, for example? I mean, there's another example of something that we're all looking forward to that need it. And, you know, that's right around the corner, too. So I like the teaching. I think it was really good. It was very important to see how we can change what we're thinking about and change how we're thinking about it and then move into a situation where nobody likes a complainer unless you're a complainer. And it really does bother us, or it should bother us, if people that we're around are continually complaining about something. And yeah, the idea of being on time at work and not being in the parking lot, but being inside at your desk, ready to go, I mean, that's being diligent and that's doing the right thing. And I think we all understand that concept. Whether we're punching a time clock or not, we still want to be on time and give the company what they're paying us for. And that's really good. So that's really a good teaching. Sue, that's what I thought about it. Tell me what you think of the teaching, Sue, since you brought it to us. Thank you.
I love what you said, Bruce. And I think you're right on. And I was listening to you and I was thinking about it and just taking it a little deeper. A lot of this, when you were talking about the people that complain, there's the things that we say, and then there's the things that we're feeling inside. So I want to be there. This hasn't been easy for anybody, I don't care who you are, to manage how, you know, you think it's going to go and then it's not going to go. But when I, if I were going to be rewriting this, I would say, get conscious. Because a lot of people, and this is going to be, this is so powerful, it hit me so hard today, how unconscious and separated the world is. Looking at what's happening in London and thinking about the people that were never conscious about what they were doing to people, that could never take feedback, and they just walled it off and then just said, no, I'm going to do it my way. And it's really, really out there. And it's, there's a lot, there's going to be a large swath of the population that is going to be confronted with not being conscious of how they affect others. It's coming. It's like a tsunami. And I like this teaching because we all, You don't get conscious by just ignoring feedback and just going forward. You can be controlling. You can be, I mean, I see it's just all around. You can be a victim. You can be controlling. You can be this. You can be blaming. You can be all these things. But the way you get conscious, the way you change, is only if you have access to your feelings. And we've lived and been conditioned, especially, I'm going to say it, especially men, not to feel their feelings. And if you're not aware of what you're feeling, you're going to block off your emotions, you're going to stuff, you're going to suppress, you're going to be whatever. And if you don't manage that, it's going to come out sideways. And women have different issues. You know, there are boundary issues. There's this, there's that. It's a very, I want people to start to pay attention to what's going on inside of them so they can access the deeper levels that create the new truth that we want to bring to this world. You can't do it if you're swimming, like this teaching says, in all of your old conditioning. Watch what happens when domination, control, lack of awareness. Watch what's going to happen. When people say, I just can't be with this, there's no awareness, there's no connection, that's going to happen over and over and over again until people wake up and they get conscious. And we're already seeing it with how the Epstein files are coming out. Sure. The awareness is going to be massive. So for me, this teaching, and Lord knows we've all been through it, like, do you have to be hit over by, I had a friend that used to say, I need you to hit me over the head with a 2x4. I was like, okay, right. That's classic. I don't want to say what the program is.
Yeah, that's just classic.
Yeah. It needs to be really hard, really violent. I'm like, no.
Upside the head.
I know. So we can lighten up about it, but I know you've seen people you know who just can't handle if you speak the truth to them, and they just get reactive, they get this, they get that. It's gonna be wow, right?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, and you have to set a boundary, and they don't hear it. There's a lot going on. So, here's what I'm gonna close with. Start to look at how you respond to reality and take stock of what is coming to you. And if you can stand in the heat of feedback so that you learn from it, don't run from it. You feel it, you process it, and you own your part in what is showing up. That's the discipline. And that's how you're going to change. Yep.
It's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. That was a cool teaching. Thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
Let's move into our prayer and praise time, Sue.
Praise time coming right up.
Okay. See if anybody has anything for us to pray for tonight.
Tonight's word is for all those in Big Call Universe who have put their faith in our leadership team of Bob, Sue, and Bruce. Oh, Pastor Scott, what are you trying to do? What do you want? Okay, what do you want? Thousands upon thousands of prayers have been spoken. Yes. Many answered, miracle signs and wonders all along the way. We must give a resounding praise to the heavens for all what has happened and what is to come. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's so sweet.
Good.
Powerful.
Thank you,
Pastor Scott.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you for putting your heart in the right place. Let me see, where am I going? We only have these two, so we're in
Bring
good
on
shape.
Genie.
Bring on that genie. Today we praise and thank our Heavenly Father for all the blessings we receive every day. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Psalm 145:8. A single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees. Amelia Earhart. Carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward. During Lent, acts of kindness, often termed almsgiving, this involves sacrificing time, money, or comfort for others through charity, volunteering, and small daily gestures of goodwill. Practicing compassion, mercy, and genetics, I don't get that, mirror Christ's love. Heavenly Father, today, the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance, for this RV blessing to come to fruition in the 800 numbers, MedBeds ASAP, new phones that would be more secure, debt forgiveness jubilee, world peace, and then question for us, the 4B group, to be notified. Do Russia and Ukraine need to reach a peace agreement and Iran? Wishing everyone a blessed, safe, and peaceful weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Gave me a few things to think about and to comment on in my segment. Thank you, Jeannie, for prompting. Sue, thank you for that. I'll have a few things that Jeannie mentioned to address in the Intel segment. So with the idea that Bob's going to join us at half past the hour, Sue, why don't you tell us what's going on with you and tell us what it is we might need to participate in and your plans for your next NADA class?
Ten.
Yeah. Excuse me, that's what I meant. Not a class.
They're shuffling through so fast it's hard to keep up with, right?
Well, I was thinking when I said nine, I was like, I think we already had.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to. And I'm calling this, I have a feeling it's not destined for very long. I don't know how I know that. But we're going to call this, and I'm going to hold when I, and you can't use this because I'm trademarking it, everybody, but I love this.
What
concept.
Are you saying, Sue? What are you going to trademark?
I'm going to trademark Now Horizon Dates. Think about one Terrence. Wonder if he's listening. Now Horizon Dates, which is about getting people together to bring, just people that are like walking out on the horizon and doing interesting things and are talking about the things that are, that are coming in the future and et cetera. And so everybody that's on this call, whether they recognize it or not, are actually frontier people. They're really frontier people. And so I'm going to read you a couple of testimonials, and then I'll tell you what we've got on tap at the old Now Horizon Bar restaurant.
Oh, Now Horizon Bar, as in
step up
to the bar?
Now Horizon, what we're going to be serving up. So this just came in. This is so cool. Thank you, Candy. K-A-N-D-E-E. Dear, not the one you're thinking of. Dear Sue, I'm so pleased. I've been looking for the audios and end up listening to the most awesome interaction with your statement of going to the edge of the galaxy. I'm going with you. It was a gorgeous day as I sat in the sunshine for the entire podcast and meditations. So glad I could feed.
So glad I could watch you. Sue, are you still with us? Over.
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, you felt away. You went away after, I'm so glad I could.
Okay. Let me go back here. Okay, so sorry for people that... I'm so pleased. I've been looking for the audios and ended up listening to the most awesome interaction with your statement of going to the edge of the galaxy. I'm going with you. It was a gorgeous day as I sat in the sunshine for the entire podcast and meditation. So glad, she's talking about designing your best future, everybody. So glad I could feel the unified field and wish I had been on the live call to participate. Spectacular energy and dedication to higher light. Thankful for having found resonance with this group and so enjoy the authenticity. Love and light, Candy. So look at that, brings up a thing to mention for everybody.
Very good.
This is another one. Your future is going to be changing in a way that you can't imagine. It's time to design it. The class Designing Your Future helps you think in a bigger strategic way. You must open your mind and plan on eliminating 80% of what you do today. The class assists us in preparing you for not only the Redemption Center experience, but the elements in your life of which more than likely you never dreamed would apply to you. Your thought processes will need to change. You will need to prepare for sustainable growth on a global level. You'll need to lead the future with your projects using a cultural shift from today's world to tomorrow's, implementing appropriate protocols and ensuring the best culture in your organization. You know who wrote this? Tricia. The class helps you to envision how to accomplish this with dynamic interaction, thoughtful prayer, and meditation. Join the class and become part of a team that brings together goals, ideas, and aspirations. That was so good. I just pulled up
very well
Designing Your Best Future. And yeah. That was our friend Tricia that wrote that. So thank you, Tricia, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
So let me pull up this. Here we go. So the class that's coming up is, what timeline are you designing for? And I hate to say it, but the class is full. I mean...
Already full.
I know.
Wow.
They're getting, people are recommending and people are, you know, they're getting popular, but it kind of, let me see, what do I want to say? Because I don't want to get everybody else stimulated and excited if they can't come to us. And I know.
It's not fair.
Okay, but I want to get your pen out because this is such an important class, and I want to say this to the pod who are going to hear from me tomorrow. It's already loaded at 5:30. The class is scheduled for the 24th and the 26th, pod people. You're all going to get this in writing at 5:30. But because I have an idea that maybe this class won't happen, we're going to launch the Go for 12 p.m. Eastern on Sunday to 6 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. So if you're a pod person and you're hearing this, we're going to be sending this class out. And I want to share this with everybody that's hearing this because it's that important to design. We're going to be sending out Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern to 6 p.m., hard close. We don't chase people anymore. If you're not paying attention, you're not in the class because that means you don't want to be there enough. 12 to 6 on Sunday. Now, what you're going to get should anything happen before the class goes. So we're getting it out early. You're going to get both classes on Sunday night at 8 to review and to start, just like you heard with that previous testimonial. This is to start to pull you out of same old thinking. And unless you're around really cool people that are exploring, people that are doing, people that are building these next level projects, you're not thinking like this. And this particular class is designed to help you to think, get this ready, and you can play with this. If I were to design my project so it was coming from 20 years in the future, and I was designing it back, what would be necessary? Now, you can use that line with the people that you hire. If we were designing this so that it's 20 years in the future, what would we need to be considering? There was I'm not going to use their name on the call. There was a company that's working with DOD, and they didn't have that architecture built in. And now they're in the middle of hundreds, if not thousands, of partners and this and that. And they didn't have aspects of their project built, and they weren't thinking that far out. And now they're in a kind of a serious position of having maybe to disentangle from that partnership. So here's what the people in the pod are going to get. And if, you know, if we go longer, I will make this available, because it's what it's called is long arc thinking. And you can use your imagination. You don't have to be a big, you know, I'm a futurist. I use foresight. I use signals. This is all futurist language. You just have to say, if I could imagine, and play with it and say, what's the future of my project? Where would we? It'd be like 2045. Google it. Start letting yourself play and imagine these things. You're going to have three anchors. The clarity of the timeline. You'll define what must exist 20 years from now. Not what feels urgent, but what actually must exist. So you're going to get, this is a template that you can walk into a room so you can language, you can articulate, and we're also going to give you who needs to be in the room. Not a ton of people, but one person that will walk through making sure you have the right people in the room with you. You can brainstorm, you can have a ton of people. But for people that are just getting started, you need a trusted ally, and we're going to give you a trusted ally, sort of a role that will help you to do this. The next piece you're going to have is architectural thinking. You'll learn how to design agreements, teams, and structures. This is where that DOD team got crazy, before scale. Not fix them after entanglement. And then finally, grounded execution. You'll leave with the language and the decision filters that make you feel steady, structured, and future ready. Now think about this. When you walk in to the Redemption Center, and I'm doing us a favor, and you say, okay, I've got these humanitarian projects. You want to make sure everybody gets your pens out. This is really important. Most of us know it, but if you don't, this is going to be really helpful. My projects are 150 or more years. As soon as you say that, they're putting a key next to your name. If you're saying 150, you're signing up to help drive grow, and build the future. It's serious. That means you're going to be thinking in new ways. You've got to start expanding out of day-to-day and survival. I mean, to me, this is where this is the most fun. If you get grounded, embodied, your nervous system can carry it, and you take one step at a time. You'll leave with language and the ability not to be reactive, but to be formative. You'll feel structured, so you can approach designing for what needs to be happening in 20 years through a transition where everything around you, all the old ways, are pretty quickly going to be dissolving. It's literally, I mean, you just can't imagine what is going to be removed and how your clarity, and with access to this class, your thinking will be focused in the now, grounded in the present, horizon. Like you're going to be grounded, so you're here, not like leaving your body, going into the past, going so far in the future. But you've got to be able to see, like you're seeing, you know, a shot, like Bruce hitting a great serve on a tennis court. You've got to be able to see where that shot's going to go. You've got to be able to think like that. So these classes are designed to build an inner architecture, the ability to language, the ability to go into a room with that fire for your project, that incredible fire for your project, and be able to just hold that you're designing for 20 years and further down the road, so that we build a community of humanitarian founders that are not only going to be designing for 20 years, this is the warm-up to 40, 60, 100, 1,000. This is like getting out of kindergarten humanity into cosmic, I'm going to say it because that's where I come from, cosmic ready humanity, healing the earth, getting ready to go to the stars. That's what this class is about. And everything is interconnected, and everything is going to be required of you to be centered in your Christ self, ready to see clearly, to lead wisely, and to steward yourself with God, with your family, so that you're creating higher quality relationships, so you're creating peace and trust and well-being, so you're not working so that you abandon yourself in your projects, and so you do it with clarity and self-trust, not self-abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is wired into this class. So, unfortunately, it's closed for right now, but all you need to do is a little gift. You can spend the next couple of days. I'm going to give 2 points and then I'll get off. Spend the next couple of days playing with it. It's going to light your brain up. What's needed of my projects in the next 20 years? Think of something that's connected to the future of 20 years in your project. And then this is a nice little grounded piece. I'm going to just pull the rug back or a curtain back. This is what I did. I hadn't looked at where I stored all my stuff for redemption, not my presentation, but just, you know, currencies and things. And I was surprised. I have, you know, like layers and layers of what I'm going to do, executing my real estate, doing this, doing that. And I went, oh my gosh, I've got to. So I edited a lot. I took out things that I was going to be doing. I did that. And I made, here comes the write it down.
I made a small index card so that what happens, so that I could look at that index card and I'm going to go pull out yellow folder, pull out blue folder, pull out, because I couldn't, like, I have folders after folders to pull out, and I'm going to look at that before I go driving to my Redemption Center appointment. It's in my purse. And I encourage you to write out how, what you're going to pull out, pull out, pull out. If you have a lot of material, a lot of people do. Just go, pull this out, pull this out, pull this out. And it's a great way to direct your brain. Bruce is going to have somebody doing this with him. But for those of us who don't, you don't want to go in. My background was presenting to people in corporate America. You don't want to go in and fumbling around. You want to go in and go, okay, here's this, here's this, here's this, here's my project. Make a little index card because you're not doing this every day. And if you don't tell your body and brain, this is what I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Of course, you could work on getting your clothes out. I know where this is. I know where this is. Anything you can do to strengthen something that you're not doing every day and that will make it so you just are on automatic and you're not having to think is going to make your presentation so much more powerful. Mm-hmm. So, those are my tips for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. It sounds great. And I know everybody that's signed up for the class will thoroughly enjoy it. And I know it'll be a good one. Not a class 10.
Thank you.
All right.
Not a class 10.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Okay. What's our time hack, Sue? Are we anywhere near?
Our time hack is 9:38. Yes.
Okay.
And Bob is here.
Let's check. And Bob is right there. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Well, come on in, Bob, and tell us what's going on at the Mastermind. And tell us anything that we need to know to bring us up to speed. And thank you, Sue, for your segment, by the way. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Yep. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Thanks. It's earlier here in Dallas.
Yep.
You know, normally it's almost quarter to 10, you know. Now it's only 8:38, so it's good. Yeah, so things are going really well here. There's 25 new members to the Board of Advisors this quarter. Mm-hmm. And that's the most new members that we've ever had.
Wow.
And so what it's like is a kind of like, you know, if you have certain topics that you're interested in and you were watching the top podcasters in the world interviewing the top experts on that particular topic, that's what it's like being at the Board of Advisors. So the top advisors about artificial intelligence and all different matters related to starting up businesses. Some people are there for help with their humanitarian projects. And so what happens is each person makes a presentation for about 5 minutes, what they're working on, what they're up to. And then there's also a screen, a big screen, that has all kinds of details that the audience can read about them and about what it is they're working on. And so very quickly, everybody gets the lay of the land, and the person then who's speaking tells what it is that he or she needs help with. And so then the people that are the observers, they have this microphone that's part of a foam box that you can throw through the air, like quite a long distance. And so when someone wants to make a comment, a microphone is thrown across the room to them.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then they speak into this foam box and it's a production. There's like, the board of advisors proper has 15 staff people that are running the event. And so what happens is you get to see every 10 minutes a different presentation about a different topic, and these are the top people in the world in that area of competence. And so you learn something literally every 5 minutes. You're learning something new. And and a lot of very practical takeaways where people will say, okay, just a brief overview, but if you want access to a private digital room, because you're a member of the board of advisors, you can get this, 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 and this that will help you further. And so late today I was part of a panel of five speakers talking about health and wellness. And so one lady has an invention that's really, really valuable. It's a device that's like a manual massager, but it's specifically designed for smoothing out and untangling your fascia and also for doing lymph drainage.
Wow.
And it works really, really well. There's different settings, different attachments. They put $2 million into research and development using ultrasound simultaneously with this device to figure out exactly what happens to your fascia when you use it in specific ways. And after years of research, they actually released it for sale to the public. And you can pre-order them now. That you can't actually get one because they have so many people that wanted to buy them when they were first put out that they got way behind in manufacturing, so they just had to shut the whole thing down. And you can go and place an order, but they don't know exactly when you would be able to get it yet. But a really amazing invention with input into it was given by this famous woman who used to treat military soldiers with fascia treatment. And she was the one that kind of pioneered the whole world of helping people with their fascia, which is, they also call it the endless web. And so it's this fibrous material that is all throughout your body, and it holds your tendons and your muscles and bones together. But it also acts as a nutrient. So it acts like a soil, and it stores and provides nutrients to different organs and glands and muscles. And so it's very, very important to have your fascia working properly. And this is the first of its kind invention that was proven by science to do it. And so,
what's it called? What's it called, Bob? Bob, what's it called? What's the name of it?
I don't have the name of it with me right now, but I might be able to tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Because I have to, I had a whole bag of papers and cards and stuff like that, so I'll look for it while we're talking. And anyway, so that was one of the things. And then there's other types of inventions and people that are working on all kinds of research with peptides and that type of thing. And but I have to tell you, the thing that people were most interested in was to learn about Myotrol and to learn about collagen. And there was a Yeah, there is a pharmacist there who has a pharmacy where they make peptides. Mm-hmm. And he was explaining how peptides work. And he was really interested to know that such a thing as epigenetic reprogramming had been invented. Mm-hmm. And he wants to start using the products and have his family start using them. And so I have the name of this company. I found the
Thank
card.
You, Bob.
It's called Nexia. Nexcia.
Nexcia. Okay, cool. Thank you, Bob.
Yep. Mhm. Yep. And I. Yeah. So when it was my turn to speak, there was, you know, one of our customers who's a member of the board of advisors stood up and said. And he said, you know, since we're here learning about all these amazing new developments and inventions, won't you tell the group what's going on with these new inventions in the nutrition world? And mm-hmm. And he was referring to Myotrol and collagen. And so that was the presentation that I made. And most of the people, except ones I'd talked to individually before, had never heard of such a thing, including a compound pharmacist who specialized in mm-hmm. peptide.
Right.
Yep. And so
very cool.
That's what's been going on. And, I'll be heading back on Saturday.
Right. Good timing, Bob. Very good. So as far as those two products, which our listeners have heard about for a while now. By the way, where do we stand on receiving Super Strong back in stock? Bob, do you have a heads up on that yet?
No, we don't have a heads up, but we're expecting any day to receive a call saying that it's done and on the way. And
okay.
You mean, Could have happened today,
sure.
You know, or it could happen tomorrow, but it's going to be really soon.
Okay, good. We can't wait to get that back in stock. That'll be great. So, in the meantime, we still have a sale, don't we, Bob? You want to run down our products that are 33% off, that the five different products, and anything else that you want to mention regarding our sale?
Well, the best thing I can do in regard to mentioning the sale, since I'm not in front of my computer and I haven't looked at our on sale page for quite a few days, is to encourage people to know that if you go to the sales page, you will see that we have five different products that are on sale, basically one third off. And we also have two combo packs that are, one of them is $99, and so one of them is called the Sweet Dreams Pack, where we have our collagen peptides and our Goodnight formula and our magnesium is for sale in that pack. And and Bruce, you probably remember what the other pack is, since I don't.
The we kind of had an immune defense bundle, and I was thinking about the five products, if you and I could come up with all five, and I think we could between us. But let's see, we had the, Bob, I can't remember what the other bundle was.
I know one of the products that we had the 33% off was the magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
we had also, Bob, we had olive leaf extract was one. We had, let's see, what else? Oh, gosh. I can't come up with the rest of them. I did have olive leaf extract. Okay, that's good. But it's all right there on the site. So why don't I tell them about how to get to the site?
And so here, Bruce, I'm going to stretch my memory, and I know that Clarity Factor was one of them.
Yes, that's right.
And also vitamin B complex.
Okay.
And you already said the olive leaf extract. The other one was turmeric.
Turmeric, yep. That's our five.
Right. And then we had, and then the magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then that other combo had to do with the gut and brain. You remember that? And so we ended up together our digestive enzymes with
enzymes.
The premium probiotics for your gut,
that's
and
right.
then the Clarity Factor for your brain.
Right. Gut and brain. Yep. Right, exactly.
So now that our brains are getting turned back on, thinking about Clarity Factor, we're also remembering that there was 5% off of collagen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. To help people
get started. That's right. Bob, and if they put that on the subscribe and save subscription service, they'll get the 5% plus another 10% for putting something new on the subscribe and save. So it'd be a 15% off of the collagen. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Also, just one last thing, Bruce. There's another nutrition company that belongs to the board of advisors, and the founder and president of that company yesterday came to the event. I got to spend some time with him. He was telling me about some new machinery that his company has invented that will become important later on. I'll tell people about. And he was telling me about three new products that they have recently invented that also once they're in production, I'll be able to tell people about. And he's coming tomorrow to meet with me at 12 o'clock to bring me some samples of their new creations. And this is a very advanced company that researches out delivery systems and nanoparticle systems. And he was giving me an update on all of their discovery-based research.
That's excellent. Wow, that'll be cool. Very cool.
Yep.
So you're going to meet with him at noon tomorrow, and then you'll head on back on Saturday. Good deal.
Yep.
Sounds great, Bob. Well, thanks for coming in on the call tonight. I really appreciate it. Let's tell everybody how they can get access to those products and to those sales specifically by going to your website. And they get there by going to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And they'll see the landing page and a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's website. So that's how you get there. And then you go to Bob's site, and you can see the product menu and a drop-down menu for the on-sale tab. You'll be able to bring that down, scroll down. You can look up bundles. You can look up any of the products that are in there. And any additional products that are just regular, like Boomer Boost and Barley and Lignans, of course, Premium Probiotics, all of those powders. And look up everything. The newer products, obviously, Myotrol and then Collagen, both invented by Eric Kurtz. And terrific new products that you guys have seen. We've had, we've had Myotrol for a year by now. I can't believe we've had it that long. We've had Myotrol and then Collagen, and those are both doing very well. And Myotrol, really, if you want to build up your immune system, build your strength, get more energy, it's an excellent supplement that works beautifully with Boomer Boost and Barley in combination. So I take it every day, and I'm glad I have the energy from that. Boomer Boost and Barley gives you a lot of what you're looking for as a basic combination of two different products that work so well in synergy together. So you know how to get to the site now. The number to call if you want to ask any help from customer support or you want to find out anything that you just don't see on the site, you can absolutely call the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, and that's Eastern Standard Time. And then we'll be switching over to daylight savings on March the 8th, which is a Sunday. And that'll be, I guess, a week from this Sunday. Boy, is that right? And that's going to be, that's going to be good. So, I think it's 2 weeks from Sunday, and it's going to be 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday is when all the daylight savings changes take place. So that we look forward to that. I like that because we get one more hour of daylight in that when that happens again for us. So check that out. Give them a call. And if you need something, most everybody, about 98, 99% of the people put their orders together online just like they'd order anything else. And it's very, very beneficial to do that. And use the subscribe and save feature to get a discount on these items, but you can really, anything that you're using monthly, it's probably a wise idea to go ahead and do it on a subscription service. That way it's there. You don't have to worry about it. If you forget to order, you know, it's going to come. And then if you want to change anything or you're going to be out of town or something like that, you can call them 3 days prior to your subscription date and they'll modify it, hold it up, or add something to it if that's what you want to do. And that's where you'd call them. Excuse me. That's where you call them to make any changes in your order. All right? So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Have a great night and a great day tomorrow.
Thank you, Bruce.
Well, Bob, I don't have a time hack. Do you have one?
Yes. It's 9:58.
9:58 Eastern. Okay. I'm going to take one more shot of this water. I'll be ready. All right. There are a couple things I want to talk about tonight before we get into the specifics of our timeline. And that is, there's been a lot of discussion about, is there a difference between what we call redemption centers, excuse me, getting all choked up here, redemption centers and exchange centers. I usually call them exchange locations and banks. So let me go through that. I think most of you guys understand it, but there might be a little question out there about it. Now, banks, we talk about banks as bank branches. What I'm encouraging Big Call Universe to do is to go to redemption centers. And what is the difference? Redemption centers can be located in conjunction with a bank branch, meaning connected to, physically connected to a bank branch. It can be a completely separate building, not connected to a bank at all. And then, of course, you have regular bank branches that you do your normal retail banking in. There are, as you guys know, Wells Fargo used to call their wealth management offices just that. And those were offices maybe where they didn't even have bank branches, which is the case in my state. They don't have any retail banking in the state. They only have wealth management. And our newest term that Wells is using for wealth management is premier banking. Premier banking. Now, What is the difference in all of that? Redemption centers are termed that because not only do you do currency exchange in them, but you also do the redemption of bonds and redemption of Zimbabwe notes. And the Zimbabwe currency, which we have, are also a form of bond. They're like a bearer bond. The reason is because on the currency itself, it says payable to the bearer of. So in that sense, the Zimbabwe currency that we have is designed to be used and transacted like a bearer bond. Now, the redemption centers, as I mentioned, can be completely separate buildings, can be standalone buildings, can be in strip centers. They can be so many different. And we have so many of those in North America, specifically in the contiguous 48 states. We had 26,900. Now, they have moved a few. They've changed a few locations. They've modified a few locations. All of this has been ongoing for the last several months. Even in the last few weeks, there have been some changes. But the concept of these redemption centers is that they're for redemption of ZIM, which cannot be done at a bank branch. Okay, so there's a distinction right there. Banks on ZIM, no. Redemption centers, yes. Remember, some redemption centers are connected to the bank itself. It could be in separate offices, even within the same building as the bank. Some have separate entrances, some don't. But you'll figure that out based on the location that is closest to your zip code when you call to set your appointment. All right, what else? Are there any other distinctions? Why redemption centers? The Iraqi dinar has a screen rate at the bank, a screen rate at the redemption center, and they have a sort of a back screen rate at the redemption center that is a contracted rate. We use the term contract rate. It's not at the banks. It's only at the redemption center. It's a much, much higher rate than the redemption center front screen would be, as well as it's way higher than the than the bank screen rate would be on the dinar. The point is, if you have Iraqi dinar and you have ZIM, there's no question you absolutely need to go to a redemption center, because you'll get the rate that we've talked about on the ZIM for the last several years, and you'll get a very high rate that seemingly in the last couple of days has changed again. And it is tied again to the per barrel price of oil that we understand that is selling from Iraq, meaning the oil that they have, the sale price of their oil per barrel. Okay? So it has gone up, it's gone down, it vacillates. But it'll be quite a bit higher than a front screen rate at the redemption center, and quite a bit higher, way higher than the rate would be at the bank. Okay, so when we say exchange centers or redemption centers, it's for both currency and ZIM. And what about sheet bonds? Let's say you have not transacted your bonds, but you have a box of bonds. These are the full sheet length bonds. It could be Yellow Dragon, Red Dragon, gold dragon bonds. They could be German bonds. They could be Peruvian gold bonds. They could be anything. It could be any number. There's so many kinds of bonds. Well, the redemption centers have a person that is skilled and knows how to transact sheet bonds as well. So when you call to set up your appointment, when you talk to a real live person, which should be at the redemption center where your zip code indicates you'll be going, when you connect with that person, you'll let them know, by the way, in addition to currency, I also have sheet bonds. If you do, obviously if you don't say it. But if you do, you say, I have a box or I have two boxes or whatever you have of sheet bonds, and just tell them what kind they are. Tell them if they're railroad bonds, whether they're German bonds, whether they're, gold dragon, yellow dragon, red dragon, whatever type of bonds they are. Just let them know the kind of bond. And that way they'll be prepared for you and they'll allow additional time for you at the redemption center. Because it'll take a while to process those bonds and make sure that they're legitimate, make sure you're legitimate, all of that. If you don't have them, don't worry about it. If you've got Zim, you got it, no problem. That's all what they're involved in. So I wanted to make that distinction so everybody understands that these redemption centers are where we exchange our currency and redeem our ZIM as well. All right? And we don't know how many currencies there'll be that will be going up in value. We had 24 at one time. We had 28. We had 33. And it might be as many as 40 or 40, 41 currencies that will actually be going up in value that we'll be exchanging. I mean, there's a few out there that you wonder, I wonder if that's one of them. I wonder if the Indian rupee is one of them. Yep, I think so. So we'll see. There are a lot of currencies that, mainly the five or six or seven ones that we know about, that we've been talking about for years, are definitely there. And there are probably a few others, a lot of others, that we hadn't thought about. Have we thought about the Philippine peso? Have we thought about so many other currencies, right? I mean, I can't even list them all. So, whatever you have, bring it. Now, what about, this is interesting, what about our new USN, new asset-backed dollar? It should be up and out there, whether it's discussed openly, publicly, or not yet. We expect that to be out and usable starting Monday. Monday. Today is Thursday. That's not too far away. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's only 4 days away, right? Now, we have talked about NASARA, the use of the EBS. Nobody's telling us right now when the EBS is going to get activated, when some disclosure will come out using the EBS. What will be disclosed? What will be brought out? What about NASARA? How much of NASARA will be brought out in the first week or two? What about debt forgiveness? Are we going to see that coming in the way of zeroed out credit cards, zeroed out mortgages? I would say yes and yes, but we don't know if it's going to still be this month or whether that happens a little bit later in March. We don't know yet. We believe that a lot of this is going to initiate still in the month of February, this month. All right, so what else is out there? There is a substantial cleanup that is taking place and should be complete over the weekend. That's really going to be important. We know that we've got peace processes going on in the Gaza, strip between, obviously, between Israel and Hamas. Hopefully they're coming to the party and agreeing to the terms of the peace accord. We have other things happening with Russia and Ukraine. Supposedly have reached an agreement. We'll see if that gets signed or is signed already. And we know that Iran is like a thorn in our side, and that thorn needs to be removed. So I would look for them to come to the party and make and come to an agreement. If not, they'll have some action that will take place. So I think everything that we're looking to wrap up should wrap up pretty much by the weekend. So the next 3 or 4 or 5 days should be wrapped up. And that's what our hope is. Because do we need Cuba to come to the party? Do we need Iran? I have heard yes. So we'll see how those are progressing over the next few days. We have heard that in talking with our very, very top sources, that if everything gets done like we anticipate by Sunday, the end of the Olympics, the end of the closing ceremonies, we could be looking at being notified Monday or Tuesday of this coming week. So everything should occur for us as a kickoff of the emails, which would include the 800 numbers, Monday or Tuesday of this coming week. Bondholders were supposed to have been paid today where they could see the money in their accounts. We have not been able to verify that that has been the case today, but I think they probably will get to see the funds in their accounts over the weekend. I do believe they will not get access to those funds until we get notified with our 800 numbers. It's supposed to be a modified shotgun start over a 3-day period. And those 3 days could very well be Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's the very latest information that we've received. We thought it could go sooner, as in this week, but it looks much more like next week, with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday being very much in play. Still in the month of February, so I think that's good. We should see that. We should see some mention or some activation of the USN currency, our new asset-backed currency. They're not going to call it gold-backed, even though gold is one of the assets that is backing the value of our new USN dollar. And USTN, physical folding money, is already in banks and redemption centers and has been for a year or more. So that's all knocked out, ready to go for us. We'll get some of that when we go in for our redemption and exchanges of currency. So, is there anything else to bring up right now? I think I've covered what I wanted to cover tonight. And I'm going to say thank you, Sue. And thank you, Bob, for making your time available to join us tonight. And I just want to thank Big Call Universe for being out there and listening to the Big Call. We're in our 15th year now. And thank you for that. And I think what we've had since tonight is Thursday night. Tuesday could be very interesting for us. We plan to have a call Tuesday. But we also think at this point, I hope it should be a celebration call. So we'll see. We'll see what happens between now and Tuesday. It's 5 days. There's a lot of things that can happen. And hopefully we will get everything that we're looking to receive. We're right there toward the end. We're getting toward the end of the month. All of these things are supposed to fall into and happen in the month of February. So that's the good news. We're getting closer and closer every day. And I think we're almost home. So I want to thank GCK. I want to thank Doug. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Jeannie. And thank you, the satellite team, for getting the call out all over the globe. We appreciate that. I hope everybody down in New Orleans had a nice Mardi Gras. And Ash Wednesday was yesterday. And hope everybody is moving right on through. Now, if you've given up something for Lent, good for you. And I guess that started yesterday, didn't it? So let's do this. Let's pray out the call, and then we'll look forward to seeing what happens between now and Tuesday. Because the way it looks right now, everything's going to happen between now and the weekend that opens up Monday and Tuesday for us to be notified. All right? So we'll see how that comes together. So let's pray the call out. Thank you. Lord God, we just thank you so much. We're grateful for everything that we have so far, the information we're getting. Lord God, everything that we look forward to in creating a much better world by helping to up-level humanity around the globe. Help us to do the right thing with the currency, with the exchange process. Help us to just not leave millions and billions of dollars on the table. Use the redemption centers where we'll get our highest rates and get the ZIM redeemed at the right number, and also the contract rate on dinar. Thank you for everything that we have and everything we're about to receive as great stewards of this incredible blessing. We thank you for it all in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and have a great weekend. Pay attention, watch the closing ceremonies, and we will on Sunday, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens for us Monday and Tuesday of this week. All righty? So thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. And God bless you. Have a great weekend.